have a contradiction within the Word of God, because, and you'll see what I mean in a minute, but let me remind you of a truth that Louis Weir addresses this truth as well, a principle. It's called the principle of the first and the last. When a subject is introduced into the Bible for the first time, it's the most important time that it's ever addressed in the Bible. The second most important time is the last time that it's addressed. And that's why you have many firsts in the book of Genesis and many lasts in Revelation. In between the first and the last, there's a great deal of information that adds to the story. But the most important is the first time a subject is mentioned and the last time it's mentioned. And this is a rule throughout the Bible. But this is a rule that also can be recognized in individual passages in the Bible. As an example, the last vision of Daniel, chapters 10, 11, and 12. The very first thing that Daniel identifies in verse 1 is of extreme importance. We'll show you that in a minute. But getting back to the fact that verse 4 and onward in Daniel 12 is clearly Daniel conveying information through an illustration is a contradiction that is set forth. Now let's go back to Daniel 10:1. In Daniel 10:1, the very first thing about this vision, so therefore you can understand it in a very high priority of importance if it's mentioned first. It says this: in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Brothers and sisters, Sister White says more than once that God does not repeat things that aren't of significance. When something's repeated in scriptures, it's that the Lord is trying to emphasize it. And here in verse 1, one of the things that Daniel is portrayed with here is that he receives the vision and he understood the thing, and then it's repeated and he understood the vision. If there's anything that you want to understand about Daniel and his last vision that's mentioned, the first thing out of the gate here in verse 1 is that Daniel understands this vision. He understands the thing. Daniel receives a vision, and what we need to remember as we look at this vision about Daniel is that he understands it. You know, if you go back to Daniel chapter 12, verse 8, it says, "And I heard, but I understood not." The same vision, brothers and sisters. It's the same vision. And in verse 1, Daniel understands it, but here in verse 8 of chapter 12, he understood not. If you're not willing to consider the circumstances and look for the truth that's being illustrated by Daniel here, then you miss the truth. And so what